Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Joy Clarion. I'm back. I took a hiatus for family and medical reasons, but I'm back and I'm going to break a few songs here. Then we're going to get into our show, which is Wormwood. We're going to talk about some astrology and tarot and basically how everyone's doing today. The first hit to the music. Angelic Fairy. The second song there was Lucifer. So I hope you like those two songs, Vegas Ghost Funko, Angelic Fairy, and Lucifer. And today's card of the day is Angel of Hearts. And I also got the Angel of Betrayal. So Angel of Hearts and Angel of Betrayal. And he said, you know, we try to like be truthful in the matters of our soul in coming here today, but maybe something might be holding us back. So you need to break through that angel of betrayal and just like follow the heart. Because the heart can't really steer you wrong. It's that in the Bible it says, you know, be weary of receiving heart, like the heart is like crazy or what have you. But I like to think that the heart is smarter than the mind, okay? The heart zeroes in on your soul. It's so intelligent, and it's probably more intelligent than your mind. Always listen to your heart. Don't betray it or have mistrust in it, because you can kill yourself over a heart attack if you don't listen to yourself. That's just the truth of everything. Today we're going to talk about Wormwood, and hopefully, you know, in saying that that the angel of the heart and the angel of betrayal are together for today's tarot reading. Wormwood, if you think about it, if you have like poison in yourself and your soul and you need to cleanse out yourself, what better way to do that than to have wormwood? Now, the FDA says that it's a toxic herb. So, you know, I'm not a physician, but I do deal with herbs, and I can tell you from real life experience that wormwood is the type of herb that will cleanse your soul of like everything. I had one friend who tried the wormwood. I believe at the time I mixed it with a few different herbs, nettle and blueberry. Now this person is mixing the herbs with chamomile and dandelion because it has like a certain type of taste to it. It's either was mixed at the time, because I'm trying to remember it, or it was a raw, straightforward herb that I gave to this person. And after one sip of tea, it was like one cup this person had, this enormous brown worm came out in like the aftermath, the stool. Okay, this round worm, it's a round worm, okay, like, or a tapeworm, it looked like a rubber band that was, like, broken up, but it was, like, a long rubber band, yeah, so I think it was, what they call it, a tapeworm, and this person didn't even know that they had that in them, But I'm like, okay, you've been angry, you know. So, you know, maybe we have that in us. You know, angel apart and angel betrayal of the cards today. And maybe we need to get cleaned out. And we need to get that anger out. And to be possibly being controlled by mental parasites. So you just want to be careful there, okay? Is this month the month to do it? Are we ready to get our mind possessors out of our bodies with wormwood? Now, this coming month, from March 2nd, we have the astrology. And we have the full moon upcoming March 18th in Virgo, the sign of Virgo. But March 2nd, the new moon occurs in the sign of Pisces. So we have two moons to consider. And then we have a lot of the Aquarius signs just kind of wrapped in that month. So it's definitely a month to get your paperwork together. That's definitely something you want to consider, getting your paperwork in order. I had to have the King of Swords over our fourth house, which is our home, to kind of like mentally suit and, you know, get our home life together. And, you know, we have naysayers at work. I got the Seven of Wands for a sense of roof. It's humans. You know, you want to sit back at home and figure out what you can do with your naysayers. Like, how can I achieve better in my life today? Like, how can I look better? What can I do to get my naysayers off my back? And so we all have the Eight of Coins of the group. So the Eight of Coins, definitely for, I want to say over the house, the 12th house. We could definitely do some paperwork at home. And the 12th house is referring to institutions. So it's like basically when you go to work, or if you work in a prison or in school, they basically big masses and crowds of people surround you. And then we're talking about the new moon is going to be in Pisces from March 2nd. And then it's going to be even in a more analytical, emotional phase during March 18th in the sign of Virgo. Because Virgos are kind of nitpicky, so you're thinking of, like, you know, illusionaries, Pisces, and nitpicking Virgos, the villains. So you're going to get a lot of emotional people in your life. And, you know, you want to be careful at work. So the Eight of Coins is definitely saying delegate your paperwork. Like, you might want to, like, take care of your bills and whatnot. You want to make sure that's taken care of. And, you know, we have the reverse Knight of Cups when you're at work. Just kind of like be nonchalant in your emotions, because, you know, it's a very emotional period for the month of March. And you want to be very careful with delegating your paperwork for your bills and making sure everything is squared away for the month of March. So that's what I have for astrology and herbs and whatnot. For celebrity news, real quick, I must be the last to know that Rihanna's pregnant. Rihanna, the Barbados singer, she is pregnant with, is that right, Future's baby, A$AP Rocky. I must be the last to know, but her baby bump was gorgeous. I did see this black dress she had on Instagram with, like, gold jewelry, and I recommend you guys check that out because I think she looked best in it. So that was great for, you know, for what I had for the show. I do have a new apprentice that I'm definitely instructing her the ways of tarot. And hopefully, you know, to give her a blessing, give her a prayer so she can join us sometimes. And we're supposed to be collaborating with another show as well. So hopefully that will work out to our advantage. And, you know, she's a newcomer to the world of tarot. Hopefully it doesn't scare her away. And hopefully everything works out right. But I have a caller. I have a caller here. So since he stayed on the phone with me, and I've got like 19 minutes left, if you like, you can get a complimentary tarot reading from me today. I'm not sure if you'll want one, but I'll ask, okay? This is caller 7, area code starting with 770.
Hello.
Hi, caller. Hi.
Hi. Hi. My name is Maddie, and I see that you are, your name is Joy?
Yes. How you doing, Maddie?
I'm good. How are you? I thought this was quite interesting. You're doing a astrologer tarot card reading.
Yes. So, but
yeah,
what
thought,
it is,
wow,
you'll get like a 5-card tarot reading, and you get an astrology reading. Usually, they're like 3 cards, and you'll get like 1 oracle card from my oracle deck. And I kind of use all these cards to try to figure out, you know, what's going on in Maddie's life. Like, how can this better your life? Or maybe you might have a specific question.
I don't have any specific questions. I'm just open to whatever the spirit, my angel guides, whatever, share with you what I need
okay.
to know.
All right, that's fine. So I'm pulling your 5 cards now. Okay. So it seems like we are helping you to fulfill something in your life. I have a couple of good cards here for you to say that, you know, you're not sure where you want to be in this life. You're kind of dangling. I have the 8 of swords right here for you. You may have, like, you know, bad luck when it comes to men. I got the reverse king of coins, you know.
I can barely hear you. There's music in the background.
Yeah, sorry about that. Let me
That's sort of kind of grounding your voice out when I
So it just seems like, you know, you might be trapped in life right now. I have the eight of swords kind of like you dangling in position. And, you know, it feels like a lot of, like, containment, a lot of slavery here. I got the transformation house. Like, are you just getting out of a relationship, perhaps? Because you have, like, the 4th house, your home life, the 12th house, your career life. And, you know, just, like, what people see on the outside when you go outside every day. Do you feel trapped in your life? Because I have, like, the 8 of swords. And there's like a gentleman in your life that's in reverse position, the king of coins. Overall, like you're dangling like maybe between like a couple of things in your life, and you're not sure about 2 relationships. You know, you're just getting out of 1 relationship, which is a good thing. I got the death card for this person, so that he's gone. But then you're thinking about a new person in your life, and you're not sure where you want to go. This is with regards to your home life. I feel like, you know, there's more transformations that are happening in your work life, which are positive, because you don't want to be, like, contained in the home area for too long. Does this resonate with you at all?
It does resonate with about transformation. I'm not getting out of the relationship, but there is someone that I... We have became good friends, and I was wondering, it just feels like that he's waiting on the mean to give the okay. So I'm not sure, but I was approached.
Yeah, he's a gentleman. The second fellow, he's a gentleman. He would be a better choice for you, but I don't know if you really like either one of these two gentlemen personally. I feel like, you know, you want to, like, focus more on the job area, the career aspect, because there's a lot of transformation happening for you there. And, Well, this first guy, you're not leaving the relationship, because I have like a death for that relationship, and it would be a good thing if you did leave, because the second person may not be all that for you, but he's much better than the person you're talking to, and he's very, he can help you in a relationship breakup. So you want someone to definitely like help you along in this life. So it's up to you what you want to do.
So you'll tell, I know, I know, but you're telling me that I have someone else that's going to come in?
Yes.
I have one friend that we have became kind of good friends, and he did approach me about a relationship at one point, but I told him, no, I just wanted to be friends. But we're still good friends, and it just feels like sometimes I feel like he's just waiting on me to see if I change my mind.
Yes, that would be the person that's the King of Cups in reverse. He's kind of like waiting around to see if you're going to go with him or not. I think you'll be happy, even though you're not like conscious of it. In a subconscious mode, you'd be like pretty happy with this person. Just something to think about.
I think so too, because I think I believe that we were husband and wife in past life.
Okay. Yeah, that comes up a bit for like a lot of people, past lives. Sometimes, do you think it could just be dreams, like, you know, the potential that you have with the person? You know, that could also be it too. You know, you meet a person and you really click with them, and it could be like all the potentials of like, okay, they're telling you in this life, if you go with this person, it might be great, just like how we're sending you in these dreams. So a lot of times it could be like the carnal attraction. And, you know, you never know. It's like your guys are probably showing you, like, this could be, like, a good relationship, and they send you these dreams, and it's like, this is how
we do. We do have very good conversation. We communicate well, and I like that part. We can talk about different topics. Just communication to me is so important, and so yeah. We do have a connection. There is a connection, no doubt about it. Yeah. But
for your oracle card, I got the Apollo, the God of Light, reversed. I kind of think the person that you don't want to get rid of, I kind of think you want him to be more of like your knight in shining armor, but that's not going so well.
That's so true.
I don't know.
That is so true.
Yeah. It doesn't look really like spot on. Like, I don't know how long that relationship has limbs, how long it has for that to keep going. But if you ever reconsider being with your friend, and you know, right around the corner, it would be a good decision, because he's someone who will respect your worth, and he knows about, you know, you're very conversational. He knows about like the previous engagement with the other fellow.
Oh, so there's one around the corner. Okay.
Yeah. So think of it that way.
Okay, I got you. Yeah.
Okay. I hope that gave you some clarity, Maddie.
Yeah. What herb do you see that would be good for me?
Wormwood.
Now, yeah, I saw that.
It's against the FDA because of it's toxic. Some of it's toxic, or I just think it's very strong and potent. So the FDA is going to, like, you know, frown and tell people, like, you know, be careful about this herb. But it really, to me, it's a benign herb. You know, I'm not a doctor or anything, but I deal with herbs all the time. And if you just take, like, one sip of tea of this wormwood, it's very strong, so you might want to mix it with some other herbs. It would do wonders for you, like your skin. I'm talking about cleansing. You'll feel so much better. You'll have better night's sleep. It'll take all the anger out. It'll start you back to like round zero where we need to start.
Oh, I love that. I love that. It gets rid of parasites too, doesn't it?
Yes, I was talking about, yes, it gets rid of roundworms, tapeworms. I used it on my friend, and he had like this long tapeworm. It was so long. I wish I would have measured it. But
and it came out of her. Wow.
It came through her mouth, No, secondary, the restroom,
okay.
Like the anal area, the anal cavity, it had to come all the way down in the intestines just to get out of her. It was just like stuck there, and it's like three rubber bands were, and if you rip open three rubber bands and hold them together, that's how long the tapeworm was.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, I would definitely pick up me some wormwood.
Yes.
And I think you get it in a tincture form too.
Yes, you can get it in a tincture. I think they make it really stronger. They give you a stronger dose if you get it in a tincture. But if you just put like a couple of drops in some hot water, it should still do the trick. I usually get mine in a raw form, like raw herbs, and just use like the whole tea kettle mechanism.
Make tea. Could you drink that every day or just so many days?
Yeah, you can drink it every day.
Every day. Okay. Well, may I just go ahead and get the herb and make a big batch of tea and drink off of it every day? Yeah.
It's perfectly safe. I used it for a year. My friend used it, and he had, like I said, the enormous tapeworm come out of him. So it really does work. I would advise you to read what the FDA says about it. So, you know, like just to kind of like cover myself a bit, because I'm not like a physician in like the herbs or whatnot. So just to say that like I've coached you and consulted you, and you'll read the FDA, what they say about it.
Yeah, I definitely would do some research on that. But are you familiar with neem?
Neem, I can't say that I am. Is that that's the herb?
It's the herb, yes. It comes from a tree.
Are you saying neem or are you saying nettle? No, you're saying neem.
Not nettle, neem. N-E-E-M.
Oh, neem.
Uh-huh.
No, I can't say that I've heard of that.
Okay. Nettle. I use nettle. Nettle and burdock, yellow dock, sarsaparilla. I use those because it gives me energy. The iron phosphate, it gives me a lot of energy. But, I think neem is bitter. It's a bitter. I think it helps get rid of
that's
the
one for me. I'll definitely look into that.
Pardon me?
Okay. No,
it's
a new one for me. I'll look into that. Thank you.
Yeah, that's just a bitter. You know, those bitters they say that parasites don't like the bitters and they run from it, so it helps get rid of the parasites too. But anyway, Joy, thank you, and this was so enlightening.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
I appreciate it.
Okay.
I appreciate you. I appreciate everything. Thanks for calling in. And, you know, I'm here, and if you want any more, like, specific readings or anything, I'm off air for just $25. But the information is in the chat room if you want to, you know, look into that. But,
I go back and listen to the archives. All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Matt. Okay. So... 5 minutes left. That's a great show. And I think I'm going to play these two songs that I played earlier because they were great in the opening of the show since I'm back now. And for our communion for everyone, our oracle card is Hera, and we got also Apollo, the god of light. So in keeping with you know, my final word before I play these few songs. I guess what that means is to say we are trying to relate to one another in the best possible manner. We're trying to alleviate the symptoms of sickness and stuckness in ourselves. And, you know, whatever lights that we can use to illumine how we can relate better to ourselves and to the world and then to others, of course, it's a boon. So let's all share what we can share and, you know, charge where we can charge, but mostly try to be generous, you know, and just be helpful the first time. Okay. Have a wonderful everything, everybody. Call again for the next show. I'll probably be on tomorrow, but if not, I'll definitely be on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Thank you. Angelic Fairy. Now, Lucifer. Well, with you guys, just to recap the astrology transit for March 2nd, we're going to be going into the new moon for Pisces, and we're going to have some Aquarius, some synergy going on in between those days and the months. When we get to March 18th, we're going to be in full moon Virgo, and so, you know, definitely analytical phase. Definitely, you know, we went from dreaming on our life to, like, putting together tasks at hand. So you want to remember to definitely pay your bills on time and definitely do your finances, your financial sheets and everything, put together everything to see, you know, what you have enough money for, because, you know, this is that phase to do it. This is that month to do it. Got the King of Swords. Fourth house, so that's our home life. So we're going to use that analytical bird all the way to the very end. So that's me. That's my show. 3 Clarion. Hope to hear from you guys again, if not tomorrow, starting Monday. Yes.